And welcome back. We are broadcasting live from the ribbon cutting of Made Right of Duluth. And joining us now is, well, apparently the whole Wilkins family is joining us here. Dave Wilkins and Joanne Wilkins, the owners of Made Right of Duluth. And David, congratulations. What a great day. And talk about what this day has meant to you.
Well, thanks, Mike. It really means a lot because I think, all the efforts that Joanne and I have put into, getting Made Right of Duluth started, getting it operational, finding our first unit franchisees and our customers, getting everything in place, and working through a lot of the activities and the normal issues that you run into in a startup company really is starting to pull together.
Besides being a great cleaning service and maid service, there's so much more. There are career opportunities. There's business ownership opportunities here. Talk about that part of the business.
Yeah, that's the thing that makes Made Right so interesting, and I think what really attracted us to it is the opportunity to help people, first-generation Americans, low-income folks that are stuck in these low-income jobs that want to do something more, veterans especially, and recent immigrants, the folks that are looking to realize the American dream. Made Right really provides an excellent opportunity to do that for an incredibly low investment. When you really stop and think about how the most franchises, it costs a lot of money to start a franchise. But for Made Right, you can get in for a very small amount of money and literally take a little more than $1,000 and can grow it into where you can be generating well over $100,000 a year in gross cleaning revenue.
I'm sure you and Joanne had a lot of choices when you decided, okay, where do we want to go? What do we want to start? And you decided to go with Made Right. And I guess, the opportunity to help other people start their own businesses was a key factor. What are some of the other reasons that you decided, Made Right, that's for us?
Well, I think one of the other ones was the fact that the franchisor, Premium Franchise Brands, is actually located in Alpharetta. So being local makes a big difference. I mean, one of the other franchises we were looking at, their headquarters was in Denver. While Denver's a nice place to go visit, that's a long ways away in terms of having to, get on an airplane and go out there. You can't just take the 30-minute or so drive over to Alpharetta from here to go to corporate to talk to everybody who you need to talk to. And it just makes it a whole lot easier because you can build better relationships and deal with people on a day-to-day basis, and they can actually come out to the office like Danessa has today to actually see what we're doing, how we're doing it on a real personal basis.